Welcome to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I'm estate planning attorney Richard Chamberlain, and in this podcast, I'm going to guide you through important estate planning topics so you can make sure that your estate plan will protect those you love and preserve what you have. I'm glad you're here, so let's get started. Hi, this is Richard Chamberlain. Welcome back to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. This is episode number 51. Today we're going to be talking about a question that we sometimes get from people as they're talking about doing estate planning. And what they ask is, well, if I have my assets in a revocable trust, won't that protect my assets from my creditors? Well, the answer to that is no, it won't. A revocable living trust will have your assets avoid probate if the assets are in the trust, and it can be designed to protect your beneficiaries when you pass away and they receive the inheritance. But the revocable living trust will not protect your assets from your potential creditors. So why is that? Well, the creditors have the same rights to a person's assets that the person does. That's under the law, creditors' rights. In a revocable living trust, when you create it, you have complete control over the assets in the trust. You're typically the trustee, and if you're not the trustee, you can tell the trustee what to do. You have full access to the assets that are in the trust. You can take assets out however and whenever and for whatever reason you want. And so because you have that access to the assets in your revocable living trust, your creditors can make you take the assets out to pay your bills. So having your assets in a revocable living trust will not protect your assets from your potential creditors. So the question comes up because people will want to talk about how will I protect my assets if I go into a nursing home or if I'm in a very high-risk profession and I want to avoid potential liabilities. And in order to protect your assets, you need to not have control over them anymore. You basically need to give them away. And the most effective and the safest way to do that is to set up an irrevocable trust. Now, we were talking before about a revocable trust. This is an irrevocable trust. That's one that you cannot change. Also, it's set up so that you're not in control of it. You don't have the access. You don't have the ability to take assets out of that irrevocable trust. And because of that, your creditors cannot compel you to do it because you don't have the right to do it. So if you'd like to learn more about irrevocable trusts, I recommend you go back and listen to episode number 26, where we talked about using irrevocable trusts. In episode number 28 of our podcast, we looked at what happens if you put your home into an irrevocable trust. And those are some really good resources, a little bit deeper dive into irrevocable trusts and how they work to protect your assets. So I hope that question has been helpful. I hope the answer to that question has been helpful for you today, and we'll see you again next week. Thanks. So that's it for this episode of the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I hope you found our deep dive into the world of estate planning and estate administration to be helpful. For more information and tons of additional free resources, visit our website, chamberlain-law.net. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next time.